All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. My next guest is from New York City. She is the owner of NYC Corrective Chiropractic Care. Please welcome to the show, Dr. Ali Morse. Hello, Dr. Morse.
Good afternoon.
How you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to join me.
Absolutely.
Just start out by telling us a little bit about what you do.
I am a chiropractor specializing in spinal and postural rehabilitation.
Okay. And what are the most common reasons people come to you?
Mostly for postural correction. Unfortunately, a lot of people end up in here with an ache or pain, and we end up tracking it down to a postural origination.
All right. Explain how it works.
A patient will come in the office. We basically screen their spine. We x-ray most of our patients because we are unable to see the spine with the naked eye. And then we pretty much go from there and find out if they are eligible or a good prospect for corrective care, and then we go from there.
Okay. All right. So obviously it depends on what the problem is in what you do, but can you just give us like a basic overview of how you would actually fix a problem?
Sure. Not so much fix it, but definitely work on correcting it to the patient's optimal or what would be optimal for them. But we would take the x-ray, we would go through the neurological orthopedic exams, make sure there's no contraindication to adjust and or correct the patient. We would then put them on a care plan, and that would consist of taking care of any acute issues that they might have, meaning if they have an ache or pain. Some patients don't have an ache or pain, and we jump right into corrective care, meaning if they have a loss of curve, let's say from poor posture or being on a computer all day long or texting all day long, then they would have lost the curve in the neck, which is not healthy because it puts strain and does stretch the spinal cord, which can cause a plethora of other problems down the road.
All right, what about something like sitting all day?
Sitting all day, it is true. It is the new smoking. It's absolutely awful for the spine. It can cause distortion within the spine and the nervous system, which can lead to a lot of other problems as well, aside from postural. A lot of people just think posture is all about how they look. Posture is actually, it affects a lot of the inside and what's going on with the spine and the nerves themselves, which do supply every organ in your body. So sitting's bad.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yes.
So what? Tell me about your background. Why did you decide to become a chiropractor?
It's a great question. I don't have a fantastic, mind-blowing story like a lot of my colleagues do. I wanted to be a doctor. I researched a bunch of fields, and then I stumbled upon chiropractic, finding that I could affect every organ in the entire body with no drugs or surgery, and I said, that's what I want to do.
Okay. All right, so why no drugs, no surgery? Why is that important?
That is important to us as a profession, actually. No chiropractor does prescribe. It's part of our profession that we can treat the patient naturally from the inside out.
Wow. Okay. Understood.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. You must not have a chiropractor.
No, I don't, actually. I probably should get one.
Yes. I always tell everybody, and I don't just say this, I would be more scared not to go than to go.
Okay. Explain.
Well, again, any time there's any distortion in a spine, whether it's from poor posture or just a bone that's pushing on a nerve, all the nerves do go to organs. So do you want a bone that's pushing on a nerve that's going to your heart, liver, lungs, or kidney?
No.
I would hope your answer would be no.
Yeah, no.
So it's just a passion of mine to educate everybody that, you know, as we always say in our office, you know, the posture is the window to the spine. And if your spine were on your face, wouldn't you take more care of it or better care of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, that's a good point.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So in terms of insurance, do you accept insurance?
We do accept most insurances. I always tell all of our patients to take the money out of their head when they come in the office because it's not about the money. It's about their health, and you really can't put a cost or a price on health. And unfortunately, the world we live in is basically sick care, not health care. So So yes, we do accept most insurances, but that's not something that we focus on. We mostly focus on whether we're able to help the patient or not, and whether they want to be helped.
Okay. All right. Keep going. Whether they want to be helped. Tell me what you mean.
Whether they want to be helped, meaning I can only educate, you know, I can educate you just so far, and it's a matter of whether a patient's going to understand what he or she needs versus what they don't feel they need, meaning they might say they're not able to afford it, but yet they, you know, go down the street and they buy a couple, you know, coffee and cigarettes, and they go out for dinner, and that's just not valuing their health, which is fine. I'm not one to judge, but if you're coming in my office, I'm going to let you know if I'm able to help you or not.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So what inspires you to want to help people in this way?
I love helping people. Again, it's a passion of mine. I absolutely love what I do. I love educating people. And I really do say, you know, not that we don't want you in my office, but I don't care where you go, just go to a chiropractor. And I always ask the question, or the common question would be, would you go, or how long would you go without brushing your teeth? I'm asking you that now.
No, I brush my teeth when I wake up and before I go to bed.
Exactly. So, but how long would you go without brushing your teeth?
I just wouldn't.
Exactly. And that's kind of how I feel with chiropractic, meaning I would not want to get adjusted. I get checked about once a week, every 7 to 10 days. And it doesn't mean I have a bone out of place every single time I go in. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. A lot of patients get, it's actually called a subluxation, meaning bone that's out of place, pushing on a nerve. So that can happen from stress, and there's three kinds of stress, physical, chemical, and emotional. A lot of people don't realize that there's a chemical aspect as well.
Very interesting. Okay. So, Dr. Morse, if people want more information from you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
They can reach us, they can call us directly because we answer our phone and we love talking to people, and that would be 212-399-1001, and our website is nycposture.com.
Okay. All right, excellent. Well, Dr. Ali Morse, thank you very much for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, have a great day.
Thanks, you as well.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. Thank you for listening. We will be right back right after this.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.